joined by Josh Ramsey. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we were just talking about how this is our first kind of in-person things again, so it's nice.
I know, it's weird,
right?
I love this human connection already. It's so much better than a Zoom.
It's weird. You're like, what do I do with my hands?
Yeah, I know. Seriously, I'm like, how do I do this? Yeah. Okay, so some would say that you are a madman for undertaking this project. I would say. Yes. Okay, right? You really gave yourself a challenge with this one. How was the experience overall putting this together?
It was very inspiring. I'd always wanted to do a solo record where I played all the instruments myself. And I've never had the time to do that because Marianas Trench is a full-time job and writing songs for other people is also a full-time job for me. So then all of a sudden quarantine happened and I was like, okay, well, I'm finally going to get around to doing this thing I've always wanted to do and check that off my bucket list. And I was also really lucky because I hoped that I could get a whole bunch of artists to feature on it, and everyone was available because no one was doing anything.
That's so smart. That's a good time to get everybody while they're all sitting at home.
Just a lucky coincidence.
Then they can't say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. You've also found a really good loophole with asking somebody to feature when they're possibly under the influence, like you did with Chad Kroeger.
I don't know for sure.
I said possibly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. That's so great that you've been friends with him for a while, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's so nice that you guys sounded incredible together.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was really honored that everyone on the album was very honored to sing with. Chad and I singing a full out 70s rocker was not something I ever thought was going to happen. And I'm really glad that it did.
Yeah. So you're doing one genre per song on this 18 track album.
Yeah.
Which is unlike anything I've ever heard of before. Some people like Shania did like a pop version of a country album or Miley's on a rock album, but you're doing different genres per song.
Yep.
Which is insane. What was the hardest genre for you to take on?
That's a great question. I don't know. The second single with Dallas Smith, it's a sort of a country song. That was difficult in a way, not musically speaking, but just trying to get my voice to sound like a country singer, but still sound authentic and not sound like at first when I started working on it, I just started singing using my normal voice and that didn't fit. And then I was like, okay, can I get my voice to sound like a country guy? And at first it sounded like an SNL skit. Like it was too far. It was too much. And so I went back to the drawing board with that vocal many, many times to get where it arrived.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough. I've never thought about that to like not make it sound like you're making fun of it almost.
Don't want to do that.
Right.
But you still want it to feel like yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
But then when it's a song like Spellbound, you've talked about how you wanted it to be kind of goofy, right? And mystical.
Yeah, that song was, I was like talking to the musicians that played on that, the orchestral players, and I actually was being like, can we make this like a little sillier sounding? It's the only time in my career I've been able to give that kind of feedback.
Right, absolutely. Did the album end up turning out the way that you originally had it planned in your mind to do, or did it change a lot throughout the process?
I think it changed a little bit through the process because it's not like I wrote each song as I recorded it.
Right.
So I didn't know what the album was going to look like at the end. I was like, okay, I know I'm going to really try and move all over the place and I'm going to set that writing goal for myself, but I didn't know what the finished product was going to be.
Right. Yeah. And then how did it turn out? Did it turn out the exact way that you wanted?
I'm very happy with it.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with
it. Nice. We're so excited to hear it. That's so good. And there's probably a lot of freedom as well that comes with doing a project like this that's not so like maybe pigeonholed into being the Marianas Trench sound that we know.
Yeah. That's a really great question. It's true. I feel like Marianas Trench is a very safe place for me to be creative and do whatever I want to do creatively. But yeah, there is still, you are still kind of pigeonholed a little bit, even though I think we change and reinvent all the time in our band. But I think this was like really an opportunity for me to specifically make choices I wouldn't have made on a Marianas Trench record. Lady Mine would have never been on a Marianas Trench album. You know, so I really wanted to just try and keep people guessing. And it actually wasn't that weird for me to work in a lot in other genres because although Marianas Trench has its thing, I work for other artists all the time as well. So like I do have experience working in other lanes.
Yeah. Was country, was that the first time that you'd ever done country or have you dabbled in that before?
I've dabbled in that before, but not vocally.
Oh, gotcha.
Not vocally. I have produced in country before and I've written in country before, but I've never been the artist.
Right. So other features on the album, you got Rhea May, you got Serena Ryder, Tyler Shaw, Fifi Dobson, some Canadian icons,
yeah.
and also a little Ramsey Fiction reunion with your sister.
Yeah.
How is it working with her? Do you work with her a lot?
Sarah and I can. We have the sibling thing when we sing together, the magic sibling thing that can happen. It's very easy for us to work with each other. Sarah has always always sings like one little thing on each Mariana Trench album. That was a song that I wrote. We lost both of our parents during the pandemic, and that was a song that I wrote for my dad. And so it was kind of like, who else could I possibly ask to sing on that than my sister?
Yeah, and that's so nice that you are able to honor them in that way.
Yeah, I think both of my parents wouldn't have wanted me to write sad, lamenting songs about loss, and that's not really their style. So I wanted to write them each their own song that was loving and celebratory.
Right. And the symphony aspect of that song, you've talked about the challenges with that, with COVID. That, again, another challenge you gave yourself that...
Oh, my God. That was, like, the biggest recording gauntlet of all time. It was like, okay, so I want to write this. I want to do a full symphony orchestra, which is impossible during the pandemic. It's
right.
Impossible. You can get string players to wear masks, but, I mean... You're not going to ask woodwind players and brass players. Think about all the air and spit that's coming out, right? So, yeah, it was a full symphony orchestra that I recorded. Like, I don't remember what the rule was about how many people could be in the room. It was like 5 or 6 people or something. And it was like that song from start to finish was like maybe like a 5-week journey for me or a month or so. It was a long time working on that song.
That is insane.
Yeah.
I also love that you've been sharing with fans some behind the scenes of your production work and breaking down how songs come to be. How has that experience been for you to be able to share that side of things?
Pretty normal for me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just sort of like my day in the life kind of thing. Like,
totally.
That's kind of just my normal day.
Yeah, but I've also seen that you've done like, you made like a Bond score that you were showing how that all broke down, which is so fascinating.
So yeah, I don't know, somehow over the course of the last few years, I've really gotten into writing symphonic arrangements and stuff. And I randomly, just for fun, I started being like, I'm gonna write some film scores.
Casual.
I'm just gonna write some film scores. I'll just go on YouTube and like, take a scene from a famous movie and just hit mute and make sure I don't listen to the score first, and I'll just write something and just see what happens.
Wow.
I first did it because I think Alt Press released something saying a list of artists they wanted to see work on Marvel movies, and they had put my name on there, and fans got excited about that.
Oh, okay.
So just to keep fans happy, I was like, okay, I'll score a Doctor Strange scene for you guys. And that's where I kind of started doing it. Now I just kind of do it for fun.
Yeah. Would that be anything that you could see yourself doing in the future?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I aspire to scoring a movie at some point, and I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like I will. I feel like that will happen.
Yeah, and even just seeing that Bond scene, I'm like, why hasn't this been something that you
thanks,
have gotten
really
into?
Nice. Yeah,
plus, I mean, Billie just won an Oscar for her Bond song, so maybe Josh Ramsey Bond song next.
Who knows?
Win yourself an Oscar. Just
I'd love to. Yeah,
all
sure.
the things. Well, congratulations on the new album. I'm so excited to hear it, and all of the things that you have been doing, just incredible.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me. And it's so nice to be working in person again,
oh,
isn't it?
So good. Thanks.